from television and the stage to leading roles in global commercial campaign and films. This presenter, actor, and MC, and model is prominent personality on South African entertainment scene. Catch him every morning on Espresso Morning Show. And yeah, today we have him in studio to tell us about his journey and entertain us here today. Good morning, Graham.
How are you doing today? I'm all the better for seeing you guys, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
Do you know why? Because I didn't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to do this, which normally when I'm on camera, you know, getting into our studio, we up early. You know, you've been into our studio. You've experienced some awesome moments on Espresso with us. So this was a breeze, man, just easing into the day. But so good to see you guys. And around a really special time, Youth Day weekend, long weekend. Very special time for you guys as well. Massive milestones for Oryx Radio. So yeah, really happy, man. Really, really happy.
Yeah, for the listener, can you please tell them how would you describe what you do for a living?
I am professionally myself. that's I think the closest. Every day feels like it's. You guys will experience that as well. Like every day, the people that you're with. The interviews that you're doing, the songs that you're playing, everything that you do kind of makes it feel like a completely different experience of life. So for me, I am first and foremost a presenter, obviously, and I host on Espresso. But as much as I do a lot of the sports and outdoor stuff, we do everything there. You've got to kind of just be ready and open-minded. And so a big part of my life is built around connecting with people and making relationships and making connections very quickly. And that, I think, is probably the greatest gift. I've had a lot of experience in a number of different fields within the industry, acted, done a lot of things. You know, of course, I love the way you've put model in there. I think my agent, she loves to squeeze that in there, but it's been many, many moons since I've done any modeling. But I think you're so lucky in the South African television industry. Once you break into the industry, you're exposed to so much. So I've got an entrepreneurial side. I do a lot of work with organizations that I've set up in the NGO space and social entrepreneurship. And yeah, and I'm lucky enough to kind of really be able to just be myself every day in a different setting. So yeah, very, very fortunate.
And also, could you please share with us how you got into Espresso? Was that really your plan, or was that maybe like just a backdoor thing?
Buddy, I don't think I've ever planned to do any job that I've gotten, as ridiculous as it sounds. I was doing a lot of acting when I was younger at school, so I always thought like the performance element would be there. But I'd actually started booking a couple of really big commercial campaigns with international, with Coke and Nokia, and some really nice ads that were all filming in Cape Town. Then I booked a movie down here, Starship Troopers, and I was like, well, if I'm getting the work down here, why don't I just move to Cape Town and start acting full time? And I stopped presenting up in Joburg. And then literally a day after I got down here, I bumped into one of the producers of Espresso. He was like, oh, are you that dude? You dig sport, don't you? And I was like, yeah, no, I love it. And he was like, well, come and speak to my boss. We were looking to launch sports onto Espresso because they didn't at that stage have any sports on it. And I went and met with Patience Stevens, who owns the bigger company, Cordova, which owns Top Billing and Espresso, Afternoon Espresso. We're quite a big kind of mothership, and for about 2 hours we just talked about the love of sport and what you can do with the power of sport. I'm a huge believer in what you can achieve with sport as a developmental tool. And yeah, and then 2 days later I was on air, and that the rest is history.
But you seem
lucky,
to be
bro.
Loving it.
Lucky,
on air,
yeah, man, love it. Absolutely,
it was meant
do.
To be if it fell in your pathway like that.
Nah, completely, dude, completely.
And also, I have to go way back now. I mean.
And I'm old, so that you can go way back. You can go back into memories that none of you have.
Yeah, so I've seen you do some show-stopping moves on Strictly Come Dancing. So what influenced you to compete in such
Strictly,
a competition?
You know, I have it's weird. I think as an overall, and I can't dance, and I've got no musicality. I cannot hear a beat at all. But what I was blessed with was a complete lack of a sense of consequence. I just can't see the end result of something's going to go right. Just that part of my brain doesn't exist. But I do have this kind of rule in my career and in life. I think if something makes me scared or makes me nervous, I go straight towards it and do it. Just rise to that challenge. When I was asked to do Strictly, I'd never thought ever in a million years that I would be given that opportunity or do something like that. And the ridiculous thing is, you know, 6 years down the line, Lindsay and I now have a baby together. Lindsay was my professional partner way back then, and thankfully an amazing dancer and incredible teacher who was able to get something into my head. But buddy, it was such a cool experience. You can imagine for like 3-4 months, because I thought I'd be voted out after like a week because I was that bad. And we stayed in, and then we did better, and then we did better. And it just became this insane journey. But to be able to set everything else aside and just focus on one thing and learn a new skill. And we were dancing for kind of 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Lindsay's a 3-time British Latin American champion, under 21 world champion. She's one of the best dancers in the country. So it was a gift. It was a real blessing. And the added bonus is now I've got the love of my life as well. I blame Bruno Mars, but just 2 weeks of Bruno Mars doing the rumba, I was like, and that was it. I was done, man. I was broken.
Yeah, and also, what are one of the greatest fears that you had to overcome to get you to where you are today?
You know, it's a constant thing, and you guys will know this. Like every day, this job, when you're putting yourself out there with people, there's nowhere to hide. And because I'm all about authenticity, like I don't want the person you see on air is the person that I am. I will obviously we have to kind of fit into particular molds along the way, but you are constantly confronting yourself. So I've done a lot of really, really hectic interviews. I've covered a lot of really intense subject matter, interviewing people who have been through some really heavy stuff. And so for me, having to embrace that side of life and really kind of come to terms with the pain of what people go through, experience pain myself in some areas, those sorts of things, and keep it real and be open enough and raw enough to kind of connect with people and share that on a very large scale. I think that's been quite a difficult thing to broach. But every day I'm scared. Every day I'll do an interview which really matters to me, and I'll be terrified that I'm not going to do it justice, or I'm not going to give that person the platform they deserve. Yeah. Right now I'm quite scared about the Proteas and what's going on in the Cricket World Cup.
That's
giving
story.
Me a stomach ache right now as I speak about it. I'm scared of a lot of things, and I think that's the thing with this job is you get to overcome that fear every day. You get to have the nerves, have the anxiety, but then rise above it, and that I absolutely love.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll leave the Proteas for another day.
I thought this was a 3-hour segment, and we were going to kind of sink our teeth, man. Yeah.
You know, it's been bad.
It's been tough, man.
My thing is this, like, if you come to the World Cup on the first game, you win the toss. Why don't you choose the bat? That was like the ultimate, the first wrong move.
Buddy, no. one of many. In fact, most of the decisions that we've made during this World Cup are rough. But another blessing of my job is I've gotten to know Faf really well. I've even played a game of cricket with him in an invitational thing. And he is so competitive and so good at what he does. And I know this is going to make him into a better captain along the way. But I think the most important thing is everyone must believe, because it really does have an effect. These guys are on social media. They're seeing what goes on. So every negative meme that they see, it's going to knock their confidence even more. But if they see, especially young people standing up and saying, listen, we still believe in these guys. We know. And it's not like they've been terrible. No one's stood up. They're playing domestic cricket, not World Cup cricket. They just need to arrive at the World Cup now and play like they've got a trophy to come home with. But you got to believe, man.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me, how does it feel? Because you have both things you like, media and health, as a job.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It's awesome. You know, again, it comes back to that authenticity. I mean, I'm gifted with an opportunity to train with the most amazing people, to learn nutrition from the most knowledgeable people in the industry and the business. So for me, again, it comes back to that, you know, be in the moment, experience it, live it. I broke my toe 6 weeks ago, and it's been like the most debilitating thing. So I'm so frustrated. So I haven't been able to really do anything. I love trail running and doing all sorts of crazy things like that. And the martial arts and the boxing is something that I really enjoy. And it's amazing how just your pinky toe being taken out of the equation. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, you know, crying about my pinky toe. But it's all relative, guys. It's all relative, you know. But I think it's more frustrating for Lindsay, because I'm so hyperactive, and if I don't have an outlet, I'm literally up and down every day. She's like, just sit down and watch TV. And I'm like, I can't. I need to do some push-ups. I love it. I'm really lucky to be able to kind of have that side, and it's something I want all of us get so much more out of life by living within our bodies.
Yeah.
And we learn about our bodies through the bad stuff we go through the things we break, through the illnesses that we have to face. But we also learn through training, through exercising, for figuring out our body. And the ridiculous thing is I've had a long history with differently abled athletes. And the reason why I say differently abled is because every single athlete that I've interviewed in that space, I've interviewed them about something that I physically can't do. And I think after about the fourth or the fifth interview, I was like, the term disabled, then I need to apply it to myself because I can't bench press 200 kilograms. I haven't hand cycled from Cape Town to Cairo. These are things that I'm not physically not capable of doing. I've learned a lot about how important it is to have a proper relationship with your body. So important.
Yeah, definitely. And you see, today we're celebrating the youth in honor of Youth Month. What words of encouragement do you have for the patients or the children who want to pursue a career in media?
It is so fulfilling. All it requires is you to be yourself. And as you're fighting now more than ever to be yourself, to be an individual, to make your mark on the world, to have your voice heard, and these are things that I still struggle with because I'm immature. No, I'm joking. But I have a very youthful spirit, and I think I stopped aging at about 19, I think is where my emotional development stopped. But it is so important now to have that voice more than ever. The whole world has gone a little bit crazy. We need young people to be conscious. We need young people, if you're old enough to vote, to have your voice, to influence each other. And I know you guys deal with a lot of influencers in that space. It's one thing being an influencer to get followers, but you have a voice and a platform where you can change people's lives. You never know when one thing that you say or do is going to change the course of another person's life forever. So be that positive voice. You know, keep the government and authorities in check by what you talk about and what you think about. And keep it real in that sense. You know, don't buy into all of the superficial nonsense that's out there. And there is a lot, especially in the media and social media space. And most importantly, don't get into it to become famous, because that means absolutely nothing. Really doesn't.
So you're an actor, you're a voice artist, and also a TV personality.
Mm.
How do you keep up with everything? I mean, there's surely 24 hours is not enough.
No, and now I've got a two-year-old boy as well, so it's like... it really is a juggling act, but I don't think I could live any other way. I think I'm just a hyperactive, crazy person who needs to have an outlet. And as you know now, I never shut up. So I need to have a platform for my voice to be heard. It's just the way that it is. But I work with amazing people. I think that's also a big part of it. Is I step in at number 99 to complete a very collaborative, you know, project with every job that I do. So it's I'm very fortunate that I'm working with people who are really good at what they do, which allows me to do a lot more as well.
Yeah, so
just like you guys, just it's the people behind the scenes that make it all happen.
Yeah, definitely. We just hear behind the mic. The listeners don't know what's happening behind the scenes, actually. But yeah.
And you guys are slick here, man. So slick.
Mm. Thank you so much, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, to you guys, congratulations. I don't think people realize how difficult it is to get something like this off the ground, to make it work, how much of a labor of love it is. There's never financial reward in these sorts of things, so it's got to be about the intention behind what you're doing. And having met a lot of the young people that you guys broadcast to, a lot of the unbelievably talented artists that you have, can I say artists, because you guys have progressed to that. Remember, once you're on that mic, that's what you are. You're not becoming a radio personality. You are that. And you guys are so slick, so good at what you do. You make your guests feel amazing. It's been awesome hosting you guys on Expresso. So I'm so glad that I've been able to come here. So congratulations to your team, to RX Radio. You guys are phenomenal. And you help a lot of people in a very personal, heavy space. And I don't think you guys can ever kind of discount what that actually means to the people you broadcast to. So well done, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for coming to studio today. It's always been a pleasure chatting to you.
Likewise,
and,
man.
And yeah, I wish you everything of the best for the future.
Sharks province today, who's going to take it?
I'm a province guy. I have to say it. There's no way
I'm surprised you even answered me. You should have just kicked me out of studio.
I mean, like, what kind of question is that? But yeah, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure,
So there
man.
You
thank
have
you.
It, guys. That was the interview with Graham Richards.